This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Sierra Nevada Stout. It's a Category 13E American Stout. It's listed as a 5.8%, excuse me, ABV beer. It's black and opaque. It's got a tall tan head that's rocky and persistent. I hold it up to a flashlight. It's got a deep garnet color and is clear, barely see through it. So all that's fine. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, it's got a moderately strong roasted malt, moderate citrusy, resiny hops, a little bit of alcohol, not really any esters. The roast has sort of a burnt quality, maybe sort of a deep coffee ground note. Not really getting any sweetness or chocolate qualities. It's quite burnt, like more from black patent malt. Give it a 10 for aroma. The flavor. Well, it's got a smooth palate. There's a roasty, burnt flavor. The medium high bitterness, and maybe medium hop flavor. Again, citrusy and resiny. There's malt and roast in the finish. No esters. Subtle alcohol. The aftertaste is burnt roast flavors and the hop bitterness and flavor. It's sort of smooth because there's a maltiness in the finish, and the it's not sweet, but it's like the base malt that tends to offset some of the roasted flavors. There's like a maltiness that provides an offset to that burnt quality that makes it seem a little smoother. Still, it's sort of like a one-dimensional darkness. It's like just coming out as burnt. I wish it had more of the sort of stout-like qualities, the coffee and a little chocolate, or something a little bit more complexity to it. It tastes a little like a robust porter. With that sort of black malt flavor. I'm going to give it a 16. It does have a roasty quality and a hoppy quality, and the bitterness level is right, and it's showing sort of American ingredients. So it definitely fits the style. And I like that they've done something to try to offset the burnt flavor a little bit, but I don't know. I think I would mix up the dark grains a little bit more. So 16 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It has a medium full body, medium high carbonation. It seems rather smooth and creamy. I'm not getting any hotness. There's not really astringency, although the burnt flavors are a little harsh. That seems pretty reasonable, so I'll give it a 5 on mouthfeel. So overall, I like the smoothness. I like the fact that there's like maltiness to offset the darker grain. But I do think the burnt quality is a little, like I said, a little one-dimensional and a little high. I think it would be a better beer if it featured more of the traditional roasted barley flavors, the chocolatey coffee flavors. There are hops. They're balanced. They don't seem to be extreme, which is good. It's like there's a little restraint on them. The malty fullness does help mask some of the burnt quality. And I think that improves the drinkability of it. So I think I'm going to give it a 8 overall. You know, it's a decent example of the style. I think they've tried to make it a little bit too burnt, and one-dimensionally so. And that's my major knock on it. Otherwise, the balance seems to be pretty reasonable. That's coming in sort of a bitter, hoppy stout. And it's not huge. You said it's 5.8%. So that's certainly reasonable as well. So that's a total of 42. So that's the Sierra Nevada Stout, Category 13E American Stout.